Chapter 6, Alabama, Finally a State. Chapter Preview, Terms, Deed, Census, Oath, Capitol, Dome, Artesian Well, Rotunda, Flatboat, Keelboat, Blast Furnace, Foundry, Synagogue. In the early 1800s, large numbers of people moved into Alabama. The future state of Alabama was then part of the Mississippi Territory. That territory was created in 1798. The capital of the Mississippi Territory was faraway Natchez on the Mississippi River. The settlers needed a government that was closer to them. They needed a place to make their land deeds legal. A deed is a legal document that proves who owns the land. They had disagreements to be settled. It was difficult to travel so far to do business. Settlers in the Alabama eastern part of the Mississippi Territory wanted their own capital. They asked the U.S. Congress to separate the eastern and western parts of the territory. On March 3, 1817, Congress passed an act to make Alabama a separate territory. St. Stephens was to be its capital. Over the years, five different cities have served as Alabama's capital. On December 10, 1817, the Alabama Territory came into being. President James Monroe chose William Wyatt Bibb of Georgia as governor of the new territory. Bibb was a 36-year-old medical doctor. He had served in both the Georgia legislature and the U.S. House of Representatives. Chapter 6, Section 1, Formation of Alabama's Government. As you read, look for why and how Alabama became a state. Important people in early Alabama statehood. The three branches of government in the first Constitution. The reasons for the changes in Alabama's capitals. Terms: census, oath, capital, dome, artesian well, rotunda. St. Stephens was the capital of the Alabama Territory for only 1 year, 1818. The town is located high on a bluff on the Tombigbee River in Washington County. The settlers probably chose the high site to avoid floods. The town was once a Spanish fort called San Esteban. Later, it was a place for shipping cotton to market. The Alabama Territory's first chartered school was in St. Stephens. Built in 1811, it was called Washington Academy. The town had a bank, a newspaper, a school for girls, two hotels, and a theater. The streets were lined with trees. Traders, visitors, or settlers could travel to St. Stephens by the Huntsville Road or by boat on the river. Territorial government. The Alabama Territory's legislature was made up of 13 men. They had all served in the legislature of the Mississippi Territory. Governor Bibb called them to meet on January 19, 1818. They held the first meeting of the legislature in the Douglas Hotel in St. Stephens. Governor Bibb asked the legislators, people serving in the legislature, to help set up good schools and improve transportation. The legislature worked on these requests and others. The lawmakers allowed a black man to free a black woman who was his slave. They also agreed to grant the first divorce in the Alabama Territory. The legislature passed a law to conduct a census, an official count, of the Alabama Territory. A territory had to have 60,000 people before it could ask to become a state. In 1818, the population of the Alabama Territory was 67,594. This number included over 21,000 slaves. By 1819, the population had grown to 127,901. The legislature then asked the U.S. Congress to make the Alabama Territory a state. Governor Bibb and the legislators began to get ready for statehood. they decided the state capital should be in Dallas County. It would be at a place the Indians called Cahaba. Cahaba was located where the Cahaba River runs into the Alabama River. Cahaba was more in the center of the state than St. Stephens. Until a town could be built at Cahaba, the legislature agreed to meet in Huntsville. It was the largest town in the Alabama Territory. Founding of Huntsville. John Hunt, a Virginia man, came to Alabama on a hunting trip. Hunt found a spring and built a cabin near it in 1805. Then he moved his family there. Soon, other settlers moved nearby. At first, the settlement was called Hunt's Springs. It was named Twickenham for a while before becoming Huntsville. Hunt's Spring is still there today. President James Monroe visited Huntsville when Alabama was still a territory. This was the first visit to Alabama by a president of the United States. John William Walker practiced law in Huntsville. He was also elected to the territorial legislature. Walker worked hard to have Huntsville named as temporary capital. He had a large role in writing the state constitution. This was very important because Alabama needed a constitution to become a state. First Constitution. On March 2, 1819, Congress said Alabama could write a constitution. A constitutional convention met in Huntsville on July 5th. There were 44 delegates from 22 counties at the meeting. John William Walker of Madison was elected president of the convention. The delegates chose 15 men to begin work on the Constitution for the new state. The new Constitution divided the government into three branches. These three parts are the legislative, the executive, and the judicial branches. The legislative branch makes the laws. Alabama's legislature is made up of the House of Representatives and the Senate. The executive branch sees that the laws are carried out. The governor is the head of the executive branch. The courts of the judicial branch rule on the meaning of the laws. The delegates voted to accept the Constitution. They chose not to have the people of the Alabama Territory vote on the Constitution. Alabamians vote. In September 1819, the people of Alabama voted. They elected members of the first state legislature and a governor. The territorial governor, William Wyatt Bibb, ran for the state governor's office and won. He ran against Marmaduke Williams of Tuscaloosa. Bibb took the oath, pledge of office as governor in Huntsville on November 9, 1819. On December 14, 1819, the President of the United States declared Alabama a state. It was the 22nd state to join the Union. Statehood meant that Alabama could send delegates to Congress. Alabama elected two U.S. senators. They were William Rufus King from Dallas County and John William Walker of Madison County. John Crowell of Washington County was the state's first representative in the U.S. House of Representatives. Cahaba, the chosen site. Since Cahaba was centrally located, it seemed a good choice for the capital. It was also in the Black Belt, where many large plantations were located. Governor Bibb was asked to lay out the new town. He based his plan on Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, which had wide, tree-lined streets. Money from the sale of lots in the town was used to pay for a new capitol. A capitol is the building in which the legislature meets. After serving only a year, Governor Bibb died after being hurt in a fall from his horse. He was 39 years old. His brother Thomas, who was president of the Alabama Senate, became governor. Thomas Bibb finished his brother's two-year term, but did not run for office again. While the Bibbs were in office, 8 new counties were added to the state. Thomas Bibb was governor in 1820 when the capital was moved from Huntsville. Some buildings in Cahaba were still not finished, but the two-story brick Alabama state capitol with its round top or dome was ready for use. It seemed the new town would become a large city. Cahaba's two rivers made transportation easy. There was rich farmland all around the town. That meant good crops and people with money to spend. And being the state capital meant a lot of business would be handled in Cahaba. The era of good feeling. In 1821, Israel Pickens became governor. He was from a part of Greene County that is now Hale County. Governor Pickens finished setting up the state government. Things were going very well for the new state at this time. This time in Alabama's history is known as the era of good feeling. Many new people, some of them with wealth and education, moved to Cahaba. Doctors and lawyers opened offices. The town had schools, churches, and two newspapers. A steamboat landing was built at the new capital. Many people built fine homes in Cahaba. These homes got their water from artesian, flowing wells. The Perrin House had cold artesian water running through pipes in the walls. This was a kind of air conditioning for the hot summer months. In Memories of Old Cahaba, Anna Gale Fry wrote, quote, "In all America, in town and country, no people sat down to more bounteous dinners, served by better servants on richer mahogany, no people wore more fashionable clothes, rode better groomed horses, or spoke with gentler voices than the people of Cahaba." End quote. Lafayette comes to Alabama. During Governor Pickens' term, General Marquis de Lafayette came to Alabama. This French army soldier was an important visitor. He helped the American colonies fight Great Britain during the American Revolution. The general was welcomed to Montgomery by about 3,000 people. Later in the evening, he attended a reception and a ball dance in his honor. General Lafayette and his group took a boat from Montgomery down the Alabama River to Mobile. Along the way, they stopped at Selma, Cahaba, and Claiborne. Crowds of people and a band greeted Lafayette at Cahaba. Flooding causes a move. Cahaba's location near two rivers caused problems. The town was on low ground. In 1825, heavy rains caused the Cahaba and Alabama rivers to rise and flood the town. The water flooded the first floor of the new capitol. Many legislators had to use rowboats to get to the capitol. The capitol began to crumble from the damage of the floodwaters. The legislature decided to move the capitol again. They talked about several cities. Then they voted to make Tuscaloosa the new capital. Cahaba kept growing from 1830 to 1860. It was an army post that served as a prison for Northern soldiers during the Civil War. However, after another flood in 1865, many people left Cahaba. The Indians were right in calling this place Cahaba, which means water above. Tuscaloosa. Tuscaloosa was a river town, too. It was on the banks of the Black Warrior River. Like St. Stephen's, it was on high ground and safe from floods. Founded in 1819, the town was named after the tall Indian chief, Tuscaloosa. It became the state capital in 1826. The city was Alabama's fourth capital. The city of Tuscaloosa is one day older than the state of Alabama. Because it was the capital, Tuscaloosa grew rapidly. The town had a newspaper and new businesses started. Large plantation homes were built in the nearby countryside. The river was important for transportation. steamboats made regular trips between Tuscaloosa and Mobile. In 1829, the brick, three-story Alabama Capitol was finished. A second newspaper was started, and two schools opened. Then, in 1831, the University of Alabama began classes. The city became an early center of education in the state. By 1846, many people had settled in the eastern part of Alabama. These new settlers wanted the capital moved closer to them. Several cities asked to be chosen as the capital. The possible cities included Wetumpka, Selma, Statesville, Marion, Mobile, and Montgomery. The people of Tuscaloosa did not want the capital moved at all. When the legislators began voting, Wetumpka, Montgomery, and Tuscaloosa got more votes than the other cities. The legislators had to vote 16 times before it was settled. The people who wanted the capital in Wetumpka finally agreed to vote for Montgomery. Montgomery, the fifth and final capital. Montgomery was to be the new capital. The citizens rejoiced when they heard the news. The city borrowed $75,000 for construction of a new state capital. The next step was to find a site for the building. Andrew Dexter owned a large piece of land where the city of Montgomery now stands. He did not build anything on the land. He was saving it, including the part called Goat Hill, for the Alabama Capitol. The new Capitol was built on the very spot saved by Dexter. Today it is still called Goat Hill. The wide street leading up to the Capitol is Dexter Avenue. When the Capitol was finished, a wagon pulled by mules brought the state records from Tuscaloosa to Montgomery. Many of those records were lost in 1849 when the Capitol burned. After the fire, some members of the legislature wanted to move the Capitol again. In the end, they voted to stay and to build again on the same site. By 1851, the Capitol had been rebuilt using plans of the original building. It is one of the most beautiful landmarks in the United States. The rotunda, round, domed section of the Capitol rises three stories with two sets of spiral stairs. Think it through. 1. Name the five Alabama Capitol locations. Why were the first four changed? 2. How could the problems at Cahaba have been avoided by listening to the Indians? 3. What happened to the first capital in Montgomery? 4.